Years ago, at the direction of the EPA, the National Lead Company removed lead-tainted soil from over 200 lawns adjacent to its former smelter at 21st and Hillside. That smelter shut down in the 1960s and burned. What wasn't known during the first lead cleanup in 2005 was that toxic contamination extended farther into the community than just the wind could have carried it. Experts believe the slag and other lead smelting byproducts were used as fill for lawns throughout the area.
The map you see over here, it outlines the cleanup area. We're going to be testing inside that area and outside of that area.
In her temporary field office in the neighborhood a few weeks ago, geologist Shelley Lamb showed where the work is happening. As the on-scene coordinator for the EPA, Lamb wants to test as many lawns as possible to make sure as much tainted soil as possible is removed this time. Soil samples in small glass jars are initially tested for contamination.
So we call this our soil kitchen, and it's our laboratory for processing soil before we send the soil samples to the lab. And we put them in one of the ovens for 2 to 3 hours to drive off moisture.
Once they're dry, they undergo more sophisticated tests to look for the chemical element antimony, which was used in car batteries, and car batteries were smelted here between the 1940s and 1960s. The antimony linked to today's contaminated yards is what was needed to activate the $5 million in EPA Superfunds for this cleanup. Outside a home in the neighborhood, Lamb tracked the work of contractors as a backhoe filled a dump truck with soil.
You can see, where they've removed a foot to 2 feet of soil. We test continuously as we're digging. I know we've already tested some of the sidewalls here, confirmed that we don't need to go any further in the directions that we can. And then they've also started testing the bottom.
Neighborhood residents founded the Martindale Brightwood Environmental Justice Collaborative when high levels of lead were discovered a dozen years ago. Longtime neighborhood resident Elizabeth Gore is the chairperson of the group. She has expressed confidence in Lamb, appreciates weekly EPA status updates, and is satisfied with this cleanup to date.
So what we're looking for this time, because neighbors are a little dubious, is that we will get proper grading, we will get the proper kind of soil put back in the yards. And so far, I've noticed they're doing a better job.
Gore wants to make sure kids today stay healthy and don't play in toxic soil like her kids unknowingly did.
It doesn't give you a very good feeling to know that your children were playing in lead. And so in this neighborhood, we know that there are some learning disabilities. We understand that there are some health issues.
Through the Healthy Homes program, the Marion County Health Department offers free lead testing for young children who live in or visit the neighborhood. 28 of the 48 contaminated lawns identified so far have been removed and replaced with clean fill. While the current funds will remediate about 100 lawns, Lamb says sampling continues to see if the area qualifies for the EPA National Priorities List.
If it scores and is placed on the National Priorities List, that will bring a great deal of funding for cleanup.
And if it doesn't qualify, but the need still exceeds current funding, she will apply for more. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Lee Danoon.